Now, we're going to switch topics just a bit to an issue closer to home. On Friday, the administration raised the terror alert status to orange. Many Americans are still unclear about what a change in the alert status means, and to help us sort through that is Elaine Shannon, the criminal justice correspondent for Time magazine. She joins us by phone from here in Washington. Welcome, Elaine.
Hi, how are you? Good to be here.
Same. Well, it's good to have you here. And if you have questions about Code Orange or a story to tell about how it's affected you, you can give us a call, 1-800-989-8255, 1-800-989-TALK, email address totn@npr.org. Well, Elaine Shannon, one more time, for those who may have forgotten or gotten the colors mixed up, what does the Code Orange mean?
Well, it's next to red. Red means we're under attack. So we were at yellow, which was heightened, now it's serious, whatever they call it. And this, of course, gets people agitated, but it also, for first responders, for people responsible for security of various places and things, it puts in motion certain steps.
Mm-hmm. And how is it different? What separates it from the highest alert, the red alert?
We're not under attack. That's what separates it. Now, FBI tells me that they don't have any specific information that a known group is targeting a specific place. Nonetheless, there is a lot of chatter. There's a lot of boasting in the intercepts that they've picked up. They've gotten some informants who've said, well, people are going to do things bad somewhere in the world, Al-Qaeda related, and there's been a debate within the administration between the FBI, CIA, maybe DOD, White House, going back several weeks, and so on Friday they decided to go for it. We got a lot of things going on here. We got the President and Powell on TV. We got the end of the Hajj and whether that's a portentous time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to bump this level up.
Right. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. We're talking with Elaine Shannon about Code Orange, the alert status that we are on right now. Our number is 1-800-989-8255, 1-800-989-TALK. And now here in Washington, Elaine, where you are, is there any discernible difference in this city once it went from Code Yellow to Code Orange?
Well, I haven't been everywhere here, but certainly I think I've seen policemen out checking ride or rental trucks over the weekend. I think you're going to, there are rules that have gone into effect governing light air traffic, and they have to stay 30 miles away from the urban centers. There's a lot of concern because of this case in Europe about in which Al-Qaeda people were found with trying to make a bunch of ricin, which is this lethal poison. Mm-hmm. No antidote, and while it's certainly not clear that that can be delivered here in force, it's certainly something that everybody's thinking about, that and what Secretary Powell said about Al-Qaeda's interest in chemical, biological weapons in contact with Iraq. These are still being debated, but the attitude of the administration is better talk to the first responders, make sure they have their equipment, get the hospitals moving, just in case something does start to show up here.
Mm-hmm. And that's happening in other large cities in the country?
This is my understanding. Mm-hmm. The FBI is always hangs back a bit because they deal directly with the local police chiefs, and I imagine their attitude is going to be the same as it was last time I talked to them, which is, we're all at high alert, we're working overtime, we're doing everything we can, you got to give us something to act on, or don't expect us to be on high alert. We're really trying to secure everything we can think of in our area. One thing that the warnings have said is they've talked about be cautious about not letting your guard down around soft targets.
Hmm.
Sports events, big amusement parks, the synagogues in New York were warned that there was some talk about them. We've seen what happened in Bali. We've seen what happened in Mombasa at the hotel. So just about anything where there's a bunch of people.
Right, right. And joining us right now is Kathy from Athens, Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say that my own suspicions were validated about the intention of the Bush administration when I heard Daniel Shore on NPR questioning the timing of the expansion of the Homeland Security and on front of the Washington Post with Code Orange, an article about Code Orange on the same newspaper's front page. So my own suspicions were validated by hearing somebody like Daniel Schorr with the historical perspective and experience that he has questioning that same possibility.
Elaine Shannon, anything to that?
Well, if you're arguing that this is being cooked up to get people behind Powell and behind the president in their determination to push Iraq, certainly there's a lot of speculation about this. My sources are telling me that this discussion about these alert levels was going on some weeks before those speeches, and I, in fact, heard some of it. We were hearing from the FBI counterterrorism officials, well, that, you know, that there are some of these senior al-Qaeda people who are out there are signaling something. We think we've disrupted their command and control structure, but we think that there are cells, groups, quite able to pull something off that would be bad.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think that they can get 4 airplanes again, but they could do something else bad. So I don't think it was just cooked up last week.
Mm-hmm. What's your sense about how seriously the general public takes this? Do you think they change the way they carry on their lives? Are they getting any real advice about how to change their daily lives?
I was talking to my neighbor this morning. We're both mothers of kids who are in school, who are not driving yet. And so we're talking about, well, if I can, what, suppose I can't get home from downtown Washington, can you be there and let the dog out and let the child in, and who do we know who's going to this school or that school, and should you buy more water and stock that up? And I think these discussions are going on all over America. People rightly realize, as Secretary Ridge said, you really ought to arrange a communication plan, because the first thing that happened in Washington when the Pentagon was attacked is that the cell phone networks completely gridlocked and did not work. Telephone hardline, telephone calling over hardlines was rather spotty. You may not be able to send a message over internet, so you have to figure out some old-fashioned way to communicate with each other and your family.
Right. Well, we have Ron in Greenwood, Missouri here. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Did you have a question? A quick one as we close out the show?
Yes. Well, I just have a hard time relating to the orange alert. I mean, it was talked about on the news, but I have a hard time, kind of having any attachment to it, because it was in my college class today, in my history class, my instructor, my professor, he treated it rather lightly. He said, "Well, we're going to have next a future alert," and it's just
I take it you haven't set up a communications plan in the event of an emergency.
Oh no, we haven't.
Okay. Well, Elaine, and that's what you're finding as well, Elaine Shannon?
Yes. Well, I think some people are and some people are not. I think there is a concern when they put out these alerts that I've talked to with law enforcement people about alarm fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
You hear them so much that people are cynical, people are suspicious. They think they are just for political purposes. And, gosh, you know, now what am I supposed to do? So that's a real downside to doing this.
All right. Well, Elaine Shannon, thanks for being with us. Elaine Shannon is criminal justice correspondent for Time magazine, joined us on the phone from here in Washington. In Washington, I'm Melinda Penkava, NPR News.